Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, it's Mike and Kim, right, Mike?
Yes, we are here once again for the good stuff.
That's right. We're going to kick it off. Let's first talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and the list goes on and on. Go to TSLN to subscribe. Go to TSLN.com to subscribe.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time here in north central Nebraska. Did you know that the scenic Niobrara River is also a quiet trails? The first in the northern hemisphere. Well, you can find out more details about a little vacation plot down here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com. And Kim, what are you sharing today?
I have a piece called For All Those Born Before 1945.
Oh, now that doesn't include me then.
Nope. Me either. But I thought it would be good. What have you got?
We'll see how you get through that one, and then maybe we'll be able to work into mine.
Sounds good. Again, it's called For All Those Born Before 1945. We are survivors. Consider the changes we have witnessed. We were born before television, before penicillin, before polio shots, frozen food, Xerox, plastic contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. We were before radar, credit cards, split atoms, laser beams, and ballpoint pens, before pantyhose, dishwashers, clothes dryers, electric blankets, air conditioners, drip dry clothes, and before man walked on the moon. We got married first, then lived together. How quaint can you be? In our time, closets were for clothes, not for coming out. Bunnies were small rabbits, and rabbits were not Volkswagens. Designer jeans were scheming girls named Jean or Jeannie, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along well with our cousins. We were before house husbands, gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, and commuter marriages. We were before daycare centers, group therapy, and nursing homes. We never heard of FM radio, tape decks, electric typewriters, word processors, yogurt, and guys wearing earrings. For us, time shared meant spending time together, not computers or condominiums. A chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware meant hardware, and software wasn't even a word. In 1940, made in Japan meant junk, and the term making out referred to how you did on your exams. Pizza, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We hit the scene when there were 5- and 10-cent stores, and where you bought things for 5 or 10 cents. Saunders or Williamson sold ice cream cones for a nickel or a dime. For one nickel, you could ride a streetcar, make a phone call, buy a Pepsi, and enough stamps to mail a letter. And two postcards. A cocktail was a quarter, and a beer was a dime at the Draft on Inn Roadhouse on the way to Playland Amusement Park on Old 99. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? A pity, too, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. In our day, cigarette smoking was fashionable. Grass was mowed. Coke was a cold drink, and pot was something you cooked in. Rock music was a grandma's lullaby. We were certainly not before the differences between the sexes was discovered, but we surely were before the sex change. We made do with what we had, and we were the last generation that was so dumb to think you needed a husband to have a baby. No wonder we are confused, and there is such a generation gap today. But we survived. What better reason to celebrate for all those born before 1945?
Well, I just have something to kind of wind down the program with today. Some things that should be on buttons or bumper stickers, either one.
Okay, that sounds good.
Adults are just kids who owe money. I just want revenge. Is that so wrong? Macho law forbids me from admitting that I'm wrong. Chaos, panic, and disorder. My work here is done. Earth is full. Go home. I think we had that on an earlier program.
I do too.
Is it time for your medication or mine? How do I set a laser printer to stun? I'm not tense, just terribly, terribly alert. Those are just some things that should be on buttons that we could wear around here. And, of course, if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening for the good stuff.